Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Inner Wisdom Radio. This is Mary Phelan, your host, and thank you for joining me today. I am going to be doing readings today, so feel free to call in with any questions you may have. And I thought I'd tell you a little bit about myself. I am the author of the Inner Wisdom cards, the Spirit Animal cards, the Chakra Affirmation cards, Mary's Magical Messages, and Relationship Guidance cards. So I have a lot out there, and most of those, or at least a lot of those, you can play online for free to give yourself readings at any time on my website, maryphelan.com or telepathictv.com. I'm also the co-host of Telepathic TV, which has been on the air for 13 years, and I'd love to have you join me on that show as well. And I see that we have some callers, so why don't we just jump right in, and the first one is area code 920. And you're on the air.
Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what can I do for you today?
Well, Mary, I guess I'm looking for a little life direction.
Okay.
You know, things are tending to spin on a dime for me lately. And I guess I would like a reading to know what I should focus on for my highest good. I know what I'm going to be doing up until like May 1st. And I'm not sure where to go career-wise or relationship-wise. What direction do I need to focus on?
Okay, well, let's see what we get generally. And then if more guidance is needed at that point, we can pull more cards.
Sure. Thank you.
Sure. Well, one of the things that I'm seeing here is that you are going through a period of time of great growth, as you know, because things are changing. The first card I get is the beginning of love. And so that can talk about your career, and it can talk about your relationship, but it can also talk about your career, because love really is present in all things. We may describe it as romantic love or whatever, but love is ever present, no matter what label we give it. And this is telling me that there are a lot of new things coming. So if we're referencing a relationship, it can talk about maybe looking at things a little deeper and seeing if this is really who you are and what you're looking for. Because the second card from my spirit animal cards is Crane, which talks of solitude, that sometimes you just can't figure things out when you're getting a consensus from people or you're getting too many conflicting advisors. And it says, go back into yourself, because this really is a spiritual journey for you. And the next card is talking about the same exact thing. It's the Go Deeper card from the Inner Wisdom. And it shows some fish swimming in some water, and then underneath there's a treasure chest. And what it's talking about is sometimes we don't really go deeply within ourselves or into a situation, and we don't get the prize because we're afraid of the fear that we have to cross in order to get there. And it's not really fear, the things that we're afraid of, it's the actual fear that we have to traverse. But once we realize that that's all it is, they turn into little fish and all we do is swim around them. And the last card is talking about your fears, and that your fears, don't let your fears stand in the way. So as far as career, are you thinking of completely changing direction altogether?
Oh, yes. I used to be in the healthcare field, and I am no longer doing that. And I am writing a book, and I would like to become a motivational speaker. And I think, you know, I'm going to do that very soon. I'm going to begin very soon. And, yeah, there may be some fear there. I guess the fear is I don't know which direction to take or what my path is going to be after this. I'm just hoping some things open up.
Now, you're saying you're talking about your path as far as motivational career, that career?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let me pull some cards directly on that, and then if there are other things, we can pull that in. Because it is true, everything is connected. There's a bigger current underneath everything that pulls everything in a general direction. But sometimes when we look at it all as one big chunk, it's like a big pile of laundry in the middle of the floor. It can get confusing until you sort out the socks go here and everything like that. So let me focus a little bit just on your that career part.
Okay. I've had many distractions lately, so I'm not surprised they're saying, you know, go within.
Yeah. Well, when I look at this, I do feel that there are two paths, like a fork in the road. One is, this is what I'd really like to do, but then there's the voices of self and others and the voice of the fear saying, well, I don't really know if this is going to be a sustaining thing or how long it's going to take me. You know, all the doubts that people have when they first start. But one of the things that this card is saying is that there is going to be financial stability in this way, and that what you're going through is actually like you're on the job training, so to speak, because the things that you're learning as you walk this path to go do this are going to be the things that you're going to help other people with. So it's sort of like an inner cleansing. And also, one of the best examples of what I'm trying to say is this movie years ago I saw. I don't really remember the plot, but it was called Personal Best, and it had Marielle Hemingway in it. And she was a runner. And she found it very difficult getting out there competing with everyone. And the whole story was her personal journey, understanding that every competition is really with herself. And once she could do that, everything opened up. So one of the things that this might be saying is when we go start anything new, and even the things that we're currently doing, we're always thinking, oh, I have to have an edge that's different from someone, or how is it, am I comparing to everyone else in this race? So it's saying that looking in is going to help you with your fears of, it's not just the competition, but just everything that may look like it stands in your way. Then I get a card that sometimes means not to broadcast it too much. And in the I Ching, the equivalent is called containment of potential, where it says if you take the lid off of a pot, it's going to take a lot longer to boil. So talking about it or getting to, and I'm not talking about the advice that you're calling here to get. I'm talking about maybe family members or people that have other personal filters that they're interpreting your life through.
That's confirmation for me, Mary. I have felt like, you know, this is kind of my personal journey, and I just want to examine it and take it on my own and see where it goes before, you know, I really start blabbing a whole lot about it.
I would agree.
Okay.
Because it really is your journey, and it's your journey of cleansing. And cleansing really means just allowing or releasing the things that aren't you. It's not even like scrubbing something out of you or like it seems like sometimes when people are going on their spiritual journey. It's just a matter of getting rid of whatever fear magnet that is holding everything to you. So I would say this is about conquering the fears. And remember, don't even look at what anybody else is doing and follow your path. And I feel you're going to really learn so much in that what you're doing motivationally is going to change a bit because of your experience, and that's going to be a very good thing.
Okay.
Now, do you want me to pull some cards on your relationship?
Sure. I've had relationships fall away, and it just kind of came right out of the blue, and that was a little disconcerting. But, you know, I guess it's for my highest good. I have to just, you know, move on.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
Would be nice.
The first cards that we had pulled talks about just such a newness blowing through your life, and let's see, yep, and this is talking about this too, the person you are now and the person that you're going to become via the journey that you're walking, I would say has maybe outgrown some of the dynamics that you believed in when that relationship began. And it's not that any one person is wrong for another person. It's just, where are you on this ladder of consciousness and your personal growth ladder in comparison to their personal growth ladders, really at any given time either dictates whether we're getting along or not getting along. And I do feel like there's a really good relationship really close. So I don't know if it's this one morphing and changing or something's really coming into your life and that's why this was so abrupt. But it is saying that get a lot of sleep now, get a lot of rest, don't worry about anything like that because a lot is being given to you in the dream because big changes are coming and that there's going to be somebody coming into your life, a male, that may actually be, and I'm really getting almost like a 50-50 signal that might be business related but also might be emotionally related. So keep your eyes open for that because I think it'll be a significant one for you.
Wow, I have been out kind of networking, going to literary festivals or people talking about books, and had a wonderful contact this last weekend. And after I got out of there, I mean, the universe was just showing me so many signs that this was so positive, but I know it wouldn't be an emotionally attached, you know, romantic type relationship, but
can you
tell me about that relationship or that contact that I made?
I don't know. I'm just feeling like what this journey is leading you toward, there's going to be somebody that you'll meet that'll be very significant that may start out assisting you career-wise but may end up being a romantic person in your life. So
Okay. Remember,
this next little while is just you being in this solitary thing, but I do feel that that's going to be coming down the road for you.
Okay,
well...
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, so I guess after this week, I guess I should just keep going inward. Oh, you mentioned at the very beginning of the reading, Mary, about a fork in the road between career and family.
No, that was just the fork that's stopping you from moving forward is this practical side of you that may have your doubts about whether this is feasible since there's no guarantees. And then the part of you that has your passion that's going to drive you. So I'm just talking about uniting those.
Okay.
Okay, well, great.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you, too. Have a great day.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you, caller. And we've got another call, area code 229. And you're on the air. What can I do for you today?
Hi. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
My
name is Melvin. And,
hi. How are you?
All right. I'm doing pretty good. Yes, ma'am. I did a little mini reading on my relationship and love and finances and career. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay. So let's start out with your love. Are you talking about a current relationship?
Yes, ma'am. It's a woman that I'm interested in, and also it was a woman that, you know, you should stay with me. And she left about 4 months ago. I haven't heard from her, and I just want to know if she's going to contact me. I've been trying to call her, but she's not picking up. So will she contact me? Will she come back, or what's going on with her? And the other female is the one I'm interested in at work. I work at a hospital at night. And it's a mental hospital here in Georgia, so I'm interested in her. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, the person that had lived with you, I feel like there is something going on with her that might be preventing her. I'm not saying preventing her. It's not like, oh, she's thinking I've got to do this or that and I can't. It just seems like maybe if I put it in a way that there is a lot of drama going on, I don't really like that expression because, yeah, that's maybe what it looks like externally, but all drama is really sourced from a disruption internally, and it's important to look at that instead of just writing it off for that. But at any rate, I just feel she's going through a hard time that's holding her back. She's coming out of a time where maybe she's getting on her feet, and you will hear from her again. But I wouldn't sit there holding my breath take it personally. It's just what's going on. But I feel like you'll see her again. Now, the one at work, I feel like she is giving very mixed signals to you. Like sometimes when we have an attraction to somebody, it's still in that very unstable phase. And so one day it may feel like, oh, yes, there's an attraction. The next day, no, there's not. Now, were you wanting to know whether to move forward with that, to ask her out or whatever?
Yes, ma'am.
Or are you looking where that...
I didn't want to kind of, on the job. You know, I don't want any problems, as far as me. Like, if I'm bothering her, then how would she feel if I asked her out?
Well, I do think that might be a little bit of a fuzzy gray zone. So you may want to restrict all that to outside of work and just say, this is how I feel. It's not going to be anything in that way. But I think as long as you just come from your heart and you are respectful of boundaries and space, I don't think that there's going to be any problems with that. There might be a little bit more about what's going on within her than you realize. So she may still be getting over a breakup of her own or something like that. So I would say take it slow and just get to know her more. Things are changing. And I did get the card saying that future plans are possible. So just keep being patient in that way. Okay. Now,
how do you feel about me?
Well, the fact that the future plans card says that there is some interest there for the future, but that she's going through something right now, like a breakup. I mean, there are a lot of times breakups, you can just not really be one of those real open people for years.
Right.
Some people take years, but that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. So I would just be honest and be very respectful and give her the chance to bow out and still say, well, be friends or whatever, and then you can't really lose. Because the fool that holds back, the fool that says everything is really the king. The king that holds back is really the fool. I think honesty is really the name of the game. When it feels right to you, I'm not saying to go rush in there.
Right. So you're saying, like, it's good to me to just sit down and say, look, this is how I've been feeling about you for years, and I just had to tell you. I mean,
it
go.
I would keep it as light as you could. Just say, I've had an interest or whatever. But just keep it very lighthearted. I think the thing, I call it the 5-foot rule, and this is good for everybody listening out there, that if you imagine a 5-foot cord between you and another person in every relationship, if you walk back, they walk towards you. If you walk toward them, they walk away. And that 5 feet, and it's not literal, is our personal space. And so as long as we're not invading personal space, nobody's going to move away. They'll just observe and listen. And it doesn't sound like there is an intensity going on here. So I would say just leave your heart open. Just open up to that, and your higher self and the universe will provide an opportunity for you. Well, thank you for calling. I've got list of other calls here, so I want to make sure I get to everybody. Does that help you at all?
Yes, ma'am, it does. It helps me a lot, Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, wonderful.
Yeah,
and I would say, just, I know you had asked about career, too. I feel that you actually have a lot of integrity and you're a hard worker and that people really see this about you and that there are people that are looking out for you, and even possibilities for promotions. But I wouldn't go for promotions or any escalation in that unless you really want that, because sometimes the job we're in, we're actually happier. So go by happy. rather than the other thing. Well, thank you so much for calling. Please call in again sometime.
Okay, thank you so much. You're so peaceful. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And take care.
Okay. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And the next area code is 703 with the first number is a 2, since I have a couple of these here. And you are on the air. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Mary. It's Tricia.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. Congratulations on your show. This is my first time calling in on it.
Oh, well, thanks. Good to hear you.
That's great. I love this new avenue.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I know. Doing TV for so many years, and I still do, as you know, this is a very different.
So neat. Well, I was calling in to see if I could get a reading from you, a little insight. You know what's going on in my life, and you know, I'm adjusting to the change, and but just interesting, having a little bit tough time releasing the grief of sharing the children. But trying, you know, with you and Neville's teaching, it's like, are you teaching? Like, I've learned to see the blessing in things, and I'm like, okay, well, now I get to really know myself, you know, and who I am, and, you know, try to really soak up the time to myself. So I do feel like a lot of good positive things are coming. But it feels like, I just feel like I'm calling to get a little confirmation, you know, and a little boost that, yep, you know, you did the right thing and this is going forward in a good direction. Because some of those sad feelings are coming up too, so.
You know, I that is perfectly understandable. And as a matter of fact, I'm seeing that here in the cards, as a matter of fact. Talking about emotions and all that. One of the things that this is just exactly what it is. You're feeling that sadness, that separation, which is all real and tangible, and I understand that. It's also saying that it might be a reflection of some inner self-judgment or doubt. So at the same time you're feeling that and sitting with those feelings, I would do some tapping or some breathing about, even though I might be judging what my decisions were, I choose to be on my own side or something. Because it's just revealing things that are coming up to be healed, which I think is great. Then the next card I got is the horse card from the spirit animal card. And it's not just a card of power. As a matter of fact, in the dream time, the Arabic dreaming cultures used to say that you climb on a horse when you go to bed at night to ride into the dream time. So this is saying to pay attention to your dreams. Use your dreams to start pulling that vision to you, because our fears literally are like an amnesia fog that make us forget what our passion was and why we did things. I used to always write a letter to my future self whenever I made a big decision, mainly to forestall any regret or judgment, because our present-day self judges our past self very harshly all the time based on the information we have now, but our past self didn't have that information then. So I would even suggest writing a certificate of some kind or a contract and say, I love and support myself no matter what my decision, where it takes me. And then you're off the hook, and you don't have to fight that and have that fight, that fear inside that keeps you from your vision. And it's saying the flexibility is a really good thing, because as you know, that time alone has that one you were talking about, but it also has the other side, because following that, I got the healer card. So this is giving you a time to not only do your own healing, but start working with healing with others.
So okay.
Is really, I would say you're moving along, and even your feelings are all, like if we were to say there were scheduled milestones along this path, you're hitting them right on target. And that,
that feels good.
So keep going and keep remaining open about that.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that, because, you know, it's like the road before was so hard, and then getting here, I'm like, I expected to be a little bit more buoyant at this time, but I think it's going to even out. It's just everything is so fresh and new and still raw, you know, especially, you know, sharing the children. That's the hardest thing. So, but it's, you know, it's a blessing. The time is a blessing to know me and like as you said, like I think you said before another time, I'll come to know how to expand my business, you know, because right now it still feels a little stagnant. I'm not really sure, you know, where it's going with the holistic stuff, even though that's my passion, you know, so.
Yes. And
I think
go ahead. One thing that you want to consider doing when you're feeling that time, maybe start a journal for each kid and write some of your feelings and everything. It might be very interesting for them to read one day. And it's not so much like, oh, I'm feeling sad. I mean, you can write that in there too, but even write, I'm thinking of you right now, I'm doing this, or write letters to them while away, little things like that. There are so many things you can do to keep that connection strong.
That's good, because right now I'm feeling a little bit of fear creep up about my son wanting to identify with my ex and missing him more, which was not on my radar at all, because I've been there for them for every single thing, you know, and I wasn't expecting that. So, but I'm setting my ego aside and just letting them do what they need to do and just no competition with him and just be present. But, you know, it doesn't mean those feelings come up. You don't come up. You know what I mean? It's like, where has he been all these years? I've been the one. And now because he's put such an effort forward these past few months, which is not the norm, he looks like the...
I know.
You know, I have to get my ego aside.
Years ago, I wrote a poem called "If I Were a Man, I Would Be a Good If I Were a Man, I Would Be a Good Mother," or something like that. And it was something to the effect that that if I were a man and I was a single parent, if I gave the kid a hot dog that night, everybody'd say, "Oh my God, you're so wonderful." But being a woman, I had to be at the PTA meeting. I also had to be at the meetings at work. And I had to be there at all these times, and if I missed even one little thing, it was wrong. And that's the way this looks now, but I really feel this is going to even out for you, because who he was and what the level of connection he had with the children before is going to be his balance point that he's going to go back to. And this is, I think, his way of striking pain at you, because he knows this is where it hurts. So you're doing the right thing by hanging back. Keep reassuring the kids. And it's going to change, I think, quicker than you realize.
Yeah, because right now it feels like, wow, super dad. But you know what? I keep saying, don't even step back. Good. The kids deserve it. Let him put this effort as forward as long as he can. You know, they deserve the best from him. So,
That's true.
I don't want them to pine for me when they're with him. But, you know, it's still, it's like, oh, my God, I've been living, breathing the kids. But see, now I get to know myself, and they get good attention from him, and I just want them to be happy, you know.
That's true. Wow. Well, thank you.
Oh, Mary, well, thank you. This is so great, and I'll call back again. This is so fun. This is wonderful, and I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank you. We'll call back next week, and we can talk
more. Okay. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mary. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, and we have another call, area code 414. And you are on the air. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Mary. It's Amy Hoffman. How are you?
Oh, hey. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Hey, I thought I'd call in and see. I feel like there's this energy building, but I'm not quite sure where to direct it.
Uh-huh.
And what area?
Okay, let's see what
we get.
It is so good to hear your voice. I think about you very often and have been meaning to touch base with you. Let's see here.
Me too, actually.
All right. Well, I do feel there's an energy building, as you say. I think it's wonderful when people know that they are having these feelings. And here's basically what I get is there's a couple areas. I feel in personal area, maybe relationship, and also in career, that these are manifesting or becoming very visible in each right now, and that there is a whole world of new experiences opening up. And that there may be a fear, like looking back in the past and saying, you know, I've worked hard for things before, and I've put all this energy, and it didn't pan out.
here I am faced with this other opportunity. Do I even have the energy to do that again? And we may not even be aware of it. It could be in the subconscious mind. It may even stem from childhood when we tried to do everything to make a parent happy, let's say, or something like that, and it never worked. Then when we get older, we try to do these things, and then we say, oh, my God, something's holding me back. And it's that practical unconscious mind, subconscious mind that's saying, hey, do we want to put all of this energy into this? And here's where I would say yes. Even if you feel like you might be disappointed, and sometimes that feeling of disappointment can be so painful that we avoid taking that leap of faith in a relationship or in a new job or a career move because we just don't want to experience that again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is saying that the world is opening up, meaning that there are opportunities for both of these things, but there might even be an opportunity to travel or work in a way that's maybe linking up people all over the world rather than just locally, which I think is an exciting thing. The second card I get is from my spirit animal cards, which is the osprey. And the osprey is interesting because they are monogamous and they mate and they both raise the child. It's not just the one parent. And then in the winter when the baby has left the nest, they fly off in different directions and all the males go off together and all the females go off together and spend the winter, and then the same pair comes back in the spring and they go through the whole cycle again. And so the card represents friend time and going out there and allowing the world to be a playground as well, like take time to play instead of just being nose to the grindstone. Also, the next card is a divine guidance, and it shows a fork in the road, and that you are being, you are at one of those forks in the road, and it might be one of those fear forks where it's like, this way is the way I want to go, but the other one is telling me I'm safer in the other direction. Are you thinking about making a career change or expanding on what you do?
Well, I had this really great job, and as it goes in any new job that I find myself in, it's not very long before they're wanting to put me in charge.
Oh, I see.
So I find myself with all this new responsibility that I didn't ask for, and So right now, it's okay because I can go at my own pace, but I think looking out in the future, I don't know that I really want to be in charge. That makes any sense. So yeah, you're hitting it right on the head, seems like.
So what I would say, let me pull some cards directly on that. Are you faced with that? I mean, is that an imminent thing that you have to make that decision?
No, I just kind of go on with the flow. It's presented itself to me, and I feel there's a reason for that.
Well, I think so, because, here's the thing. You are a really good person to have as an employee, and you're a very good leader, so that makes it hard. So you're this excellent employee, you're doing this good job, and then people put you in a higher position, but then you don't have you underneath you. And so then you're in both jobs.
Yes.
And that's probably
exactly
holding you, and not holding you, but making you pause for reflection there, because we only have so much energy. But I think that as you learn to let go of one thing, the other thing ends up in your hand. And I feel like things are really moving along nicely in all areas.
Okay.
And spiritually, it's saying if you can, just keep things simple as much as possible. And this may go back to the job, not to put so much stuff on your plate that you don't have time for reflection and getting your intuitive side and having some relaxation time too.
Okay. I'd like to think that there will be time for some romance at some point.
Well, it does look like that you might want to think about that idea of, well, I've been disappointed in the past, like, sort of like what we were thinking of earlier, because I really think that that could happen pretty much any time that you're ready for that to open up. It's just maybe still doing some introspection about that and things like that. And one other thing, and I know this isn't really the format to go really deep or whatever in certain ways, but I would look back on just some things from childhood or history where you may have had to have been the caregiver or everything falling on your shoulders, because being such a conscientious person with integrity and a hard worker like you are, I mean, you really take everything with integrity and craftsmanship, that sometimes when we have that nature and we've had relationships where so much fell on our shoulders, the unconscious, or the subconscious rather, is saying, I don't know, to look after us, getting into a relationship means that we're not looking after us anymore because we're going to have to be pulled on other people's agendas. And
right.
So that's the brake pedal, and the gas pedal is your desire to have a relationship. Anyway, I think you could look in there and really get the key, and that would just be over in your life and could open things coming up for you.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, keep in touch. It was great to hear from you.
Yes, you too.
Oh, thank
I'll,
you.
We'll call you some other time. And
that sounds lovely.
Out.
I'd love to hear from you.
Okay,
thanks.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Right. Well, the next, let's see here. The next one is area code 818. And 818 is on the air. Can you hear me? I feel something going on.
Hi, yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I was hoping I could get a past life reading if possible.
Okay, let's see what we get here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Well, this is a really interesting thing because it's not typically something I see, but I was immediately taken to a switchboard. Do you remember the kind from the movies where you pull a plug and you plug it in somewhere else?
Yeah, like the 50s or 40s or
yeah,
20s or
yeah,
whatever it was. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like maybe in the 30s or 40s. I don't know, but the dress looks like it might be before that. But it was at a time where women really didn't have jobs other than school teacher or nurse or something like that. Most people got married, so it was a free time where this was just starting to have women out there doing these sorts of things. And I'm just letting some more things unfold. One thing,
okay.
I feel like one of your guides wants me to let you know that sometimes when we have past lives, they seem to overlap with this life. Like, oh, couldn't they run into each
yes.
other? And the parallel lives happen all the time. We have been taking people into past lives and doing past life readings for just forever. And I have had numerous times, even in my own past life exploration, where it seems that the lives overlap toward the end. So I wanted you to just know that. I'm not saying, though, that this person lived long enough that there would have been an overlap, but it's a close enough thing, and I typically don't see things that close. Anyway, there was something about this independence, and it was such a free time. And when I looked, the switchboard was like in this big hotel, almost like Hollywood or something like that. And that it was so exciting. You had left this Midwest small town and journeyed out, ventured out on your own, and were living with some other girls. And it was so exciting. And you would get off, and there were clubs where there were singers and things like that. And one of the things that life is telling me is that you had spent a lot of lifetimes where you were bound into certain structures, and that these more recent groups of lifetimes is about independence and really seeing who you are and letting yourself fly. Have you ever felt like you wanted to go just travel and be alone and see the world and see where that would take you?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Because this is really a strong feeling of mine, and perhaps this is coming as encouragement to you to go ahead and do what you feel drawn to do and do it boldly, because it's like you were born into this time era so that women had more freedom. And you were really, really into women's rights back then, and so human rights in general, depending on what human segment is being oppressed at any one given time. I think that you have a lot of activism in you.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed your call. Thanks so much.
Oh, much. I really appreciate it. And you said one of my guides came through. Do you have any information on that guide, or do you know how many I have? Because you said one of them.
Well, I would say the way I look at guides, or the way I see it, they're like doorways that open up into this vaster part of ourselves, which in a place that we're all connected. And this felt to me like it was a master guide of yours, or higher self, whatever we want to call it. And being such as your higher self, I don't usually see like a name with that person, but this person seems very not practical, but very intelligent, straight to the point, black and white, no fuzziness in their communication, which I think is really good, and it's a testimony that you've had a lot of lives where you gained a lot of clarity and don't have to go through so much fluff and symbolism in order to get to your guide. So I'm sure that that's going to come in very handy as you explore your guides. But call back next week. I might consider doing a show on spirit guides next week. And
that'll be awesome.
Yeah, explain it a little more to people then too. Well, thank you so much. Love
thank
your call.
You. Thank you. I love this show. I'm going to follow you.
Well, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank
and I'll
you.
Talk to you then.
Yes. Namaste.
You too. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
And then our next call is 337. And you are on the air. What can I do for you today?
Hi, my name is Tamla, and I wanted to know if you could tell me a little bit about past life reading for me.
Sure, I would be happy to do that. First thing, when I heard your voice, I saw a railroad. And when I panned back, I saw a bunch of people in rhythm hammering the nails to the railroad. So this is back in an era where railroad was being laid, and I am assuming it's here in the United States because of just the way it looks. And if I look, I'm probably about mid-state, a little toward the north, maybe over, I don't think it really matters, but for one of these short readings, but it's east of Colorado, maybe north of Kansas, somewhere around there, that the mm-hmm. railroad is being laid. And so I'm seeing a bunch of people working on it, and you are walking along, like maybe as a supervisor or something. Oh, okay, it's starting to crystallize a little more. It's a lifetime where you are male, and you are walking along with the schematic or the mapping of how this happened, and you mapped out segments of where this railroad was going.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, that's probably a lot of work if you're laying a railroad and there's this big expanse of wilderness, and who owns what land and where are you taking it, and what cities are going to crop up and how you're going to get water for the train. There's a lot to it. So you managed a lot of that, which meant that you were alone a lot. Your family was back east somewhere, and I believe I see that you have a wife who, strangely, I'm being shown that she was very tall. I don't know if that has any significance, being tall or something for you in this life, but your wife was. And so you would go home, and you were quite a family person, so it was very lonely for you when you were out there. But something that was really that you loved to do at night, the stars were so spectacular, just sitting out looking up at the stars, and you would write a lot, like journal, and send letters back home.
Would that resonate at all in this present life? Because I had a past life reading done, and they were telling me that I live like in the 1800s, and I keep on getting like I was some kind of actress or socialite, but never a railroad. I'm just trying to find a connection, and I don't see any pull toward that at all.
Well, the thing is it's not so much what you're doing, but what you got out of that lifetime. And what I felt was a significant portion of that lifetime was you making the decision to leave something you loved in order to do that. And so there was a separation. And that whatever reason, it's being shown for you to get whatever you get from it. I mean, half of all readings is you have to reach out and be open and receptive to things. And it's not like we're all actresses in every lifetime or whatever. Our lifetimes are very, very...
I'm just wondering, because the thing about it is I just thought I would have had like a... you know, sometimes you get a reading and you can identify with it somehow.
Uh-huh.
It's just railroad is like not at all. Because I'm total opposite. I've never had an affinity toward anything mechanical. And I've done readings on stuff like that. I've never been repulsed by it, nor had a desire for it. So for me, it's almost kind of sort of like it's not. It's just not resonating with me at all.
That's okay. I would not focus on the railroad. I would focus on the idea that you were separate from your family, and that whatever that aloneness has for you in this life. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I've never heard anybody say that. So
I have gifts, too. I'm also a medium, and that's just something I'm not resonating with. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying that it just seems like it should have resonated some kind of way, because I know usually you have a certain feeling, but I'm just not. Maybe it's for someone else, but I don't think it's for me.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. And now we have 917. And, I picked up the wrong call. Okay, 917, you're on the air. What can I do for you?
Hi, Mary. It's Jennifer.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I don't know what this is that I wanted to tell you, because I had a lucid dream that was sort of like a spirit guide visit at the same time. So it's kind of like a mix of both, and I was hoping to see if you had any insights on it.
Oh, sure. Yes, that would be great.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Okay, so I was in the dream, and suddenly I kind of felt like a shift from, like literally, I lay down on my bed and I went into the lucid dream, and I woke up my consciousness woke up in a mountain that looked like hundreds of people were migrating upwards, and I started interviewing everybody. I was asking, Where am I, and what is this? And they were saying it was the year 2015 or 2017 or something. 2015.
Mm.
No, it was like 2017. And I was like, where are we going? And they were saying Zeta Nova. And I was very confused, because it didn't look like a lucid dream where you could change anything. It seemed like it was static, like a different dimension almost. And this lady just told me, well, you should just go back. And so I went back down, and it was kind of like, first of all, the place was kind of like climbing Machu Picchu or something like that, but it was snow. It was weird. And I went back down, and I found a building, a round white building. And instead of walking, it seemed like the ground was moving under my feet, sort of, you know, like
wow.
A treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I would reach places. It was effortless, I guess. And I shifted into a lucid dream at this point, and I climbed up like in this treadmill way up to some floor where there was a green light inside. And that's when I decided to call out for my spirit guide. and I said it kind of whispered it three times. I couldn't really vocalize loudly. And what appeared was the walls turned into a bunch of mirrors. And in each mirror, there was me, but it was like a smiling, wiser me with a circular universe, pink and purple in the third eye, huge.
Oh, wow.
And I was just looking at each one of them, and they were looking almost like a family gathering would look at you, except they're in the mirror. And I was just so fixated on the universe in their third eye. And I woke at that point, I lost. It was so shocking. I lost consciousness and woke up again in my bed.
Wow. Wow.
And it kind of felt like it was a dream, but not, I don't know.
No, I know what you're talking about. Those states that make perfect sense in your head, but when you try to describe them, it's like, well, how do you describe that? Because it's not really a dream. One of the things that I was thinking with that is back in the Seth books many years ago, I remember reading this idea about our past lives and being a wheel. It's not even past lives, but our identities, our parallel lives and all that, and that our soul is this central hub, and then the spokes are all these different aspects of us, and that the more conscious we get, the more we can relate to other aspects. When we're very closed-minded, we're only seeing this one little fragment of ourselves, and we can't identify with anything else, and we'll defend it tooth and nail or whatever. When we become more conscious, we start seeing bigger aspects of us, or opening up to bigger aspects, and that's a sign of consciousness evolution. When we get to a certain point, we start seeing like the whole machinery. Reminds me of in The Matrix when they found that hallway that was leading to all those realities. And
right. That
feels like when you were talking about walking like it was on a treadmill or something, it reminds me of dreams that I have had in the past where or experiences where I could tell I was in different realities by the way I was walking on things. And so it's almost like you're getting into a room within your own being or this expansive being where you're starting to see that hub where all the aspects of you come together in one place and they're all becoming aware of each other. And the thought was just occurring to me, the way multiple personality works is that we all have different facets to us. We can be a nurse, we can be a mother, we can be a whatever that is. And then there's a part of us that identifies with all of those. Well, perhaps in these other dimensions with our vaster self, there's the same thing, a part that identifies. And the more we become conscious in the physical, is we become aware of more aspects of us. And so you are doing this on a higher level. And I really feel that not many people go there where you went and experience what you saw. It's like getting into the network closet where all the wires are coming together. Now,
It's like skipping the fact that a spirit guide can take any form, but it took mine. It was like a big realization. You know, you don't expect this. I imagine this is what it would feel like if a past or future self would come visit me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or
the more of a totality of yourself. And I tell you, that's
a sign
of going deeply into how the whole mechanism of the universe works. Because I remember when I was young and I was having, I remember my past lives. I was born remembering. I think we all are. And as we get older, we tend to forget. But for some reason, I didn't forget. And I had past life experiences my whole life. And much of that time, there was no one to talk to about this. But one in particular was in this really clear vision, and there was this face that turned around and looked at me. And there was something so frightening, not like a typical frightening, but you know how your body gets sometimes in that dream state, that electric fear, to face the face that I knew was my face when I lived in a life. And why I realized that the fear I was feeling is actually a natural mechanism that keeps us separate so that we can experience this reality until we have the consciousness to move past it. And the fact that you are seeing your face is very significant to me because of that. And so
it was not like one, it was like five or six.
Well, Yeah, a whole wall of them. This is a point of great evolution. Yeah, call into the show with that one too, if you're ever up for it, because I think the audience at Telepathic TV would enjoy hearing that too.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, that's
great. Know, I have a lot of parallel life dreams where I even encounter my own husband, and he's not my husband in that life, but I'm with my husband, and he treats me like I'm his wife still, because he knows that I am in this life, and it's a very nice connection, even though it's not for him. Mm-hmm. And he showed me his life, and it's similar to his life now, except a little bit different. And I was even, and it was just interesting how he's a programmer in all these realities. But in some, he's telepathic programmer. In some, he's like, he creates with his hand and energy. Either way, he always builds something,
Yes, yes. And that's the common thread with parallel and past lives is, you could be a whaler in one life, or a hunter in another life, or a computer person that tracks down hackers in another life. They may seem not to have any common ground, but there's always threads. I have so many threads, and if you're open to seeing that thread, I mean, it's really like solving a mystery. It's really cool.
Yeah. I feel like we all do the same thing, just in a different or similar format, and yet we all probably piece it together, like we all are key, like a piece in the whole of our whole self. I mean, that's like soul retrieval on a massive scale.
I agree. Wow, well, thank you so much for calling. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you for your insights, Mary.
Oh, thank you. And call in again sometime. We can continue the conversation.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see if we have the time for this last call. It's 7:03, and you're on the air. What can I do for you? We've got a few minutes left. Is there anything I can help you with? Hello? 7:03. Hello? Okay. I'm going to assume that they were just listening and didn't want to ask a question. And if you did want to ask a question and we just didn't hook up, maybe you can call in next week. The call-in number is 760-542-4345. Love to hear from you again. And please check out my website, maryphelan.com or telepathictv.com. As there is a lot to do there. There's cards that I've developed that you can do readings with and various things like that. And I appreciate everybody calling in and being open-minded to the messages that come to you and being in a state of receptivity and contribution to everyone. And it's really wonderful to be here. It was my honor to serve you today, and I love everyone that called in. And I would love to have you call back next week. Also, there was something else I was going to say. I'm starting my Psychic Development Module 4, which includes lots of different fun stuff. And I have a very in-depth psychic development series, meditation series, and tarot, and lots of different fun things you can learn online. You can... And there are some videos out there that have some teachings and lots of stuff. I've been doing this for a long, long time, and so lots of stuff out there. And would love to hear from you guys. You can reach me at telepathictv@yahoo.com. And again, telepathictv.com and maryphelan.com. Anyway, thank you for joining me, and I look forward to talking with everyone next week. And thank you to all you kind people in the chat room.